The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Ro. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Ro. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Ro. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
The journey? It starts here, at your local ballpark. On the fields where dreams are born.
All right, fellas, here we go.
Every swing, every step, every moment, it all counts. The fundamentals kids learn today, they build the skills and confidence for tomorrow. Pitch, hit, and run. Find a local competition near you and sign up at pitchhitrun.com. Let the journey begin. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, it's our mandatory mini camp coverage, and it's all brought to you by Cummins Marine Engines. Push more, pull harder, run longer. Bob, we got to see the first day of mandatory mini camp practices, and you asked the question to Kellen Moore. I had to laugh about, man, you started out slow on your first quarter. What are you going to do to try to remedy all that? And he gave you, you know, the normal. We looking at trying to do maybe things a little bit different. And then what happens on the first play? Carl Granderson.
No. The very first play in a team setting, we do a play action pass. And, you know, we talk about getting off to a fast start. And good for the defense, but Carl Granderson, batted pass. So now it's second and 10. No, we have to get off to faster starts. You cannot dig yourself a hole. We got outscored 4-1 in the first quarter. I want to say off the top of my head, I don't think we even scored on the first drive. There's nothing more – it's not humiliating, it's not the right word. There's nothing more that you prepared and you've come in control – where, Mike, all of a sudden, whether you're playing on the road at home, we got the ball, we scored, we stopped him, and we're winning 7-0. Now, you still got, you know, the whole game to play, but not dig yourself a hole. Again, we got outscored 4-1 in the first quarter. And I even asked Coach Moore, I said, you know, has that ever happened in your career as a player or a coach? No, I know it hasn't. That to me... If we want to be a playoff team and win the NFC South, that has to change. Getting off to fast starts. Because that could be the difference whether, and this is monumental, and it's not really that big of a difference. But think about how you feel about your team. If we're 7-10 or 10-7, you might say, Bobby, that's a big difference. I can remember, how can you get the double-digit wins? Think about if you feel the impact and you could be, as a player, be a difference maker where all of a sudden you're winning. We're playing 16 games. You're going 11-5 or 12-4 instead of hovering around 500. Instead of 8-8, 7-9. And there's the difference, that's how close the NFL is. And so that's why I think getting off to a fast start doesn't mean anything. But it just helps you with the momentum of how you're dictating the ebb and flow of a game and ultimately the outcome.
I think confidence, too, in what you've pieced together all week is going to work. One of the things we saw today, and it was a concerted effort, And I think you'll see this as the season goes along also. Get the ball to the tight end. We saw Oscar Delp, the rookie tight end, 3 catches. And
from Georgia, yeah.
What I'm impressed with Delp is a lot of times you watch rookie players and they look like rookie players. He doesn't. He looks like he's been here, done that before.
He looks smooth to me.
Oh, absolutely smooth running a route, and he catches the ball. Everything is with his hands. It's not up against the body. He catches the ball out front with his hands. Good to see him back, because I remember at the first practice, Steve had talked to me about, man, he sort of was gimpy coming off the field.
He didn't look gimpy today.
But he didn't look gimpy today. He caught the football, and he made something happen after the catch.
Well, yeah, he was targeted. I think he will be targeted. I think he'll have a bigger role. You know, who's going to compliment Juwan Johnson? Could you talk about 12 personnel, 2 tight ends, 13, 3 tight ends? I think Kellen Moore is always looking for those mismatches, how you could take advantage of the defense, how they're trying to stop you, whether in the run game or the pass game. I think also, who are we talking about the wide receiving core? Okay, we talking about, okay, Chris Olave, or obviously the draft pick, right? Number 0.
Yeah, Jordan Tyson.
Hopefully Jordan Tyson is not a 0. I can hear the jokes now. When you're number 0, you don't want to be a 0. Okay, you can make that number famous, but you better be a stud. But when are we going to see him? I don't know. He didn't need to be all mattery come OTAs and minicamp. No, but you got to answer the bell come training camp, because before you know it, the season's here. But you know what I'm telling you, who Tyler Shuck's going to trust? I don't know, fantasy football players, watch out for Devon Vele. I think Devon Vele at 6'5", 210. I'm not saying he's the second coming of Eric Martin. But a big target, 3-year guy. You remember we got him in the trade from the Broncos and Sean Payton. He's an older individual. He's very mature, where we say, like, well, and I was talking with Charlie Long about this. I don't know, you know, like a trade and how you work this out. All I know is where he at right now and how I think he could contribute. Devon Vele, I think he's going to play a bigger role this year than we all expect. And you might say, well, Bobby, that's kind of a generic statement you might say about Vele. But the one thing that I had saved this, and I have to find this because this is interesting, that you look at Vele, now 28, Mike, I don't know when he makes 29, but he's not like 39 or 38. But I look at Vele, he emerged when he was back in the fold and coming a go-to target for Tyler Shuck, that in the intermediate position of the field, you know, the portion of the field, everybody wants to see the bomb. Oh, let's throw the bomb. Just bombs away. That's all good, fine and dandy. But how do you move the chains? First down, Saints. How do you keep the chains moving? I think Vele could be that guy. Now, 15 of his 25 catches traveled 10 to 19 yards through the air. So I'm looking at that, and that could be an individual. Like we talked about the tight end, Oscar Delt, contributing. Then I think you can see Devon Vele. Because, Mike, you can't double-team everyone. We want all the receivers to kick ass.
And you know defenses are going to rotate coverage toward Chris Olave.
Yes, based on what he did last year. Well, not so much the yards. What was impressive, I like people might say, oh, well, Olave, 1,000-yard receiver, look what he's done. Well, hell, you play 17 games. To me, the greater achievement is the receptions, the number of catches. Whenever you're hovering around 100, teams are going to try and game plan. They know how to stop you. So when you're receiving and catching the ball, you have 90-plus catches and you're around 100. No, that's what I was most impressed with Olave, was the number of catches. I think, obviously, Chris Olave can stretch the defense. So, Jordan Tyson. Let's say that Tyler Shuck, pick your poison. Okay, I have Jordan Tyson, I have Chris Olave, and then I got Devon Vele. No, that's kind of thing. You got the tight end, and then are they going to run? Are they going to pass? You know, look who made a difference. They didn't win the Super Bowl, the Seahawks. Look at the Rams last year. Okay, when you look at the Rams, okay, who was Puka Nacua, right? But look who made a difference in the role he played. I'm not even talking about the tight ends. Who was it, Mike? The other wide receiver.
Yeah, Devontae.
Devontae
when
Adams.
When he's healthy, he yes. made a big difference.
Yes. So, see, that's what you need. Like, the defense, they can't win. They don't know how they're going to stop the opponent because how you, different ways you're going to attack them.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient. Now in a pill. And now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to row.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
The other guy, too, is, and I saw them use him sort of like a jet sweep, reverse. And then he still doesn't run the smoothest route, but he made an over-the-catch, over-the-shoulder catch is Barry and Brown, where I think, again, there's still some work there as a being a complete route runner. And he's so fast, a lot of times, I think with – kind of makes the route running a little bit off is fast guys a lot of times they got to take a little bit of a hit the break before they make that quick cut or break to a ball. You still see that in Barrion, but he made a terrific over the shoulder catch.
No, it could be warm-ups or it wasn't even on 7-on-7 or without the lineman or team. It was just against like air, but Holly adjusted to that football. It was over the shoulder, and usually, like players, when that ball, the angle that it was coming down, they would contort their body and turn and catch it. He caught that over the shoulder. I mean, I was like, whoa. You know the last time I really saw that happen with that kind of speed was Mark Super Duper. Yeah, you ever heard of that cat? And all you young people don't know. Let me tell you, Mark Super Duper set records with Mark Clayton, the Marx Brothers, the Miami Dolphins, and Dan Marino. When you can hit the quarterback back then, they threw for 5,000 yards. That's the one I saw to make that kind of catch, what Barry Brown did. I was like, whoa. I mean, that catch, I know it was like, come on, Bobby. It's not a team setting. But you still got to catch the ball. Because most receivers, they wouldn't adjust that way and they would have dropped it. No, that was a great catch to see that.
And I think about Duper. He also was not the smoothest route runner coming out of Northwestern State.
No, he was a track guy.
But he was a track guy learning how to play football. But what caught Don Shula's attention was he made one of those catches. Willie Mays catch.
And one of those catches, yes. And he kept running, Mike. I was like, whoa. And then you run the fastest 40 out of anybody. So I was like, whoa. You know, he was one of those, like, before happening – like running in the high 4.2s before that, I was like, oh, that's hand time or what? Well, what are you doing? No, a world class sprinter who could play football. He wasn't like Mark Duber was not like Ronaldo Nehemiah, who was a world class track athlete trying to play football. No, Mark Duper will end up being a football player, but he didn't know it because his high school was so small they didn't even have football. Like graduating class in Mooreville, I want to say like 20-something people. We can't fill the football team. So I remember the great Joe Delaney telling, well, Mark, it's kind of hard to make money in track. You know, you maybe have to go to Europe, whatever, the money. You only got to come play football. He goes, well, I want to be a running back. So all of a sudden, he tried at running back. And I remember he got tattooed. He goes, I know, I don't want to do that. And then, you know, you're getting hit from all angles. So just put him at wide receiver. And, I mean, whether he's running, I mean, imagine the competition, whether it was like, okay, you're going to play off or you're going to bump and run me. You know, bump and run, I'm going to run right past you. It doesn't matter if they're blitzing, just throw the ball up there, let them go run under it, or they can play off, hit him in a quick slant, and let them get make one guy miss and get the yards after the catch. But that's what I'll be interested in training camp. To see, because where are we at? The competition is going to be one-on-one. It's going to be pass skeleton, which is 7-on-7, and team. Who's winning? And I expect our receivers, if we're heading in the right direction and helping out the quarterback, helping out Tyler Shuck, now not good for the defense and Brandon Staley, but I think our receivers should win. They got to prove it to me. I want to see what Kool-Aid and Quincy Riley are going to do against those receivers when they're competing. The reason why I say that, because, okay, Kool-Aid wants to be the alpha, but you got to do it on the field. Everybody's looking at the film. You could say you want to do it, but Kool-Aid, to me, is not at the level when they were at their best as Marshawn Lattimore or even Paulson Adebo. Oh, Bobby, Paulson Adebo, he didn't do anything with the Giants. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about he was with the Saints. Now, he was a little handsy and got penalties, but Paulson Adebo made plays. And look at Lattimore. When Lattimore was at his best, he was the best Saints cornerback in history, I'm telling you.
Oh, there ain't no question.
So, now, I'm not saying they're not on that level. So, and we didn't address it really in the draft. There's going to be a lot of competition. But where are we at? And can they mature enough to be accountable? That being Kool-Aid McKinstry and Quincy Riley. I'm not even worried about Sanker on the slot. That star position, that slot corner, whatever, safety.
I am worried about cornerback depth.
Yes. So, but
that worries me.
But, Mike, I think, and I'm going to talk about this come back from the break, how outstanding we were against the pass last year. And so Kool-Aid McKinstry and Quincy Riley should be able to build upon that as far as their confidence. Now, who do we lose? We lost one guy, right? Alante Taylor to the Titans. Everybody else is back. So I'm going to be disappointed if we can't build upon what we did last year. But it's going to be a challenge.
The one guy you talked about every practice, Julian Blackman. Oh. That I think he plays a key role here.
But hopefully he can stay healthy because he's a player. He's a stud. Mike, you don't see this too often. That three or four straight practices in a row, he got an interception. You might go a whole month without an interception. You know, look at Reed. Justin Reed went the whole training camp with no interceptions. He finally had with that one pick six in the season. So, he's important. I hopefully could stay healthy so Sanger could totally focus on playing the star to play against that slot receiver.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series, to MLB, and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.